back in about 1995, I was a student at Lisburn Tech, and I use the word student very loosely, because quite often we used to go out to a snooker club just in Hillsborough on our free time and play snooker instead of studying. And a good friend at that time, who was the first person in our class to pass his driving test, and his employer had given him an Austin Metro 1 litre. It was, even then, it was about 12 or 13 years old, and for comedic effect he had got a yard brush and painted too many Cooper stripes up the bonnet. It was quite a vehicle. And I remember one day we were coming from the roundabout there at Hillsborough, heading down in towards Lisburn to go back to class. It was about 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so it was very busy, just like it is today. I was in the passenger seat, and there were two lads sitting in the back, and the R plates were in the window of the car. I remember one of the lads in the back spoke to the driver by name. Not going to mention his name today, but he said, "See if you can do the turn." So he took up the challenge, coming down the dual carriageway, weaving in and out between the traffic, into the fast lane, into the slow lane, and the little needle was sitting round about 91, 92, 93, really starting to shake. And I remember he turned round to me with this kind of smile on his face and said, "This is dangerous, isn't it?" And I said, "Yeah, it's pretty dangerous." And then he looked back at me and said, "But I laugh in the face of danger." And he let this laugh out, put his foot down, trying to get the car up to 100 miles per hour. R plates, mini metro, four big lads sitting in this car. And then one of them piped up in the back seat and said, "I can see blue lights behind us." The driver began to get a little bit anxious. And it was before there was a roundabout down the way. You could just drive straight through underneath the M1 motorway. And of course the blue lights began getting closer. And then they heard the sound of the siren, and the car was pulled in. And I can still remember sitting underneath that bridge, the M1 bridge, the driver of the car getting out, and I'm looking through the window, couldn't see what was going on. All I could see was the policeman's uniform from about here down, and the finger going like this. And then he reached into his pocket and he pulled out a piece of paper and he handed it to my friend. My friend had this really fancy hairstyle, kind of ginger hair, a little bit curly, and there was stuff back in the day called Dax wax that he had in his hair. It was a cold, windy day in the winter, and he got back into the car, his face was white, the wind had sort of blown his hair all over to one side. He sat down in the driver's seat, nobody spoke for a minute or two, and he slowly looked round at me and I looked at him. I remember saying to him, "Well, do you still laugh in the face of danger?" Laughter had all stopped, and he'd got an address to send his license off to, and it looked like he was going to lose his license. You know, it's very easy to laugh whenever everything seems to be going well. And many people in our society, they laugh at the Bible, they laugh at the idea of a God that created everything in the space of 6 days. They laugh at the idea of the gospel, they laugh at the preaching of the word of God, they laugh at the scriptures, they mock Christian people, and they scoff. And the Bible says that in the last days scoffers shall come. And in a very real sense, many people laugh in the face of danger. We know that we're going to die, we know that we're going to leave this scene of time, and many of us maybe even know in our hearts that there's an afterlife. But we laugh and we run with the crowd and we think it's all a big joke. The idea of being born again, the idea of repenting of sin, the idea of being converted, the idea of living for Christ. We laugh in the face, as it were, of danger. But I'm reminded of some verses from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 24. God says, now this is God's word, "Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded, but ye have set at naught all my counsel and with none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity, and I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, and I will not answer, and they shall seek me early, but shall not find me. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my reproof, none of my counsel. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. There's coming a day whenever this world will tremble in fear, whenever they stand before the judgment throne of Almighty God. And because they rejected the gospel, and because they laughed, as it were, in the face of danger, God will laugh whenever their fear cometh, and God will mock at their calamity. I can't think of anything more terrifying than to stand alone, naked, before the great white throne judgment, and the God of heaven to laugh and to mock those who finally rejected His Son and rejected the gospel. Don't be in that crowd. Take the things of God seriously. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Turn your life over to God. Call upon the name of Christ. Receive His salvation and think seriously about these things today. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.